The Love Hero. There is a new culture rising, especially in highly civilized societies, that refuses to stay with analyzing and blaming the terrible state of affairs we are in, and instead practices a new way of living. While these movements are very diverse and sometimes hard to define in mere verbal terms, what they have in common is that they attempt to become germs or living cells of what could be realized on a larger scale within a new human and truly humane society and culture. While the first ecological communities were founded already in the 1960s, and the movement as a whole not surviving, the basic idea is familiar with all those who practice one or the other alternative lifestyle. Young people today who subscribe to what could be called a love culture seem to be inspired by a deep quest for innocence. They wait for the love hero to manifest. They are often in professions that either involve art, drama, dance, and music, or the professions that deal with natural healing, body work, healthy diet, and integral living, or else they are unconventional psychiatrists or psychoanalysts, astrologers or numerologists, as well as those who engage in one or the other spiritual path, such as yoga or Zen. We can realize powerful new solutions by just doing things positively, instead of criticizing and analyzing things and events that were and are negative. This insight contributed to his change. He had become a love hero after stripping off his old serpent skins. He was looking at the world with other eyes. He was changing his regard. The hateful expression had vanished from his eyes. As he left his dull and abusive childhood behind and declared it a wasteland, and set his sights high to look over the fence in a new landscape of potentiality. And as a result of the insights he got through analysis and intuition, and through the skill of expressing them in writing, he was able to leave the phase of revolt and enter his inner world of bliss. And life blessed him with healing and consolation once he had taken the decision to change his worldview and throw out all the old garbage that had transformed his world into a mess of broken glass and bleeding feet. And once of a sudden, he felt that his inner tension gave rise to a new and hitherto unheard of sense of latitude. He was looking virtually through new eyes, and while the world that he saw was basically the same, the observer had changed. He had not changed thinking, but the thinker. And that was a true psychological revolution. He felt at peace with the world, and as it was, and how terrible it was or not, and he did not need to change it. He then also realized that he did not need to alter himself and could accept himself as he was, imperfect and yet a creator energized by love and not by hate. While he had set out to write a large study about the murder culture and all its effects in human history and today's global culture, he then saw that he needed not the effort for saying what needed to be said. He then also saw that to see only murder and destruction would be one-sided and only reflect one aspect of the Tao, while the other, regeneration and new creation, was to be seen and valued as well. This eventually led him to the insight that as faster and harder mainstream murder culture pushes ahead, the faster and the more effective The new love culture will be born into existence and begin to find larger and larger circles of adherence and life lovers by conviction. During his almost 20-year-long addiction to hate and revolt, he learned that nothing is more destructive for oneself than to wanting to change the world, and that such an endeavor is truly schizophrenic. The world changes by itself as a child grows without strings to pull him up. The world is what we see of it, what we project on it, what we can digest of it. If it is true that the hater will at the end of the day be devoured by his hatred, and the judger will be judged on the lines of his own rigid judgments, the lover of the world and seeker of truth will embrace the world, being one with his Tao and tolerating the uneducated and foolish, as says the I Ching, will endure. And thus he saw that all was good, as his own change will inevitably bring about gradual change on a larger and transpersonal scale and with larger support from all walks of global society.